This is The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with WGBH Radio in Boston.
I'm Duarte Geraldino here with you heading into the weekend. For the first time in the history of American higher education, a state university has purchased a for-profit college. Purdue University in Indiana acquired the online college chain Kaplan University. An original creditor actually approved the controversial deal. The newly christened Purdue University Global will launch on Monday. Kirk Carapeza manages the higher education desk for a partner, WGBH in Boston, and he's been following the story.
The number of college-age students in this country is declining, and schools in the Midwest and here in New England face tough times. That's why I think some schools are embracing older learners online to try to weather the storm. And with this deal, Purdue gets Kaplan's technology-based platform that can provide education to adult learners. Purdue President Mitch Daniels told me that platform should allow the state university to extend its mission beyond traditional college students.
We had struggled, and I thought made little or no progress in devising online offerings for that population from here, or for any population.
Why not? Just because it costs too much?
It's a little foreign to what has happened on campuses like ours. And there are rules and practices and customs in higher ed that tend to slow things down.
Daniels is the former governor of Indiana, and he says the state university hopes to reach the 36 million Americans who have some college credit but no degree. He says the goal is completely consistent with the original mission of land-grant universities like Purdue, which the federal government chartered during the Civil War.
We were put here by Abe Lincoln and his allies to open the doors of higher education beyond the wealthy, beyond the privileged and the elites. While we pursue excellence in research and scholarship every day, we are still tightly wedded to that mission of extending the franchise of education.
It's important to note here that Purdue only paid a dollar for Kaplan. So what does Kaplan get out of the deal? Because it's clearly not a big payday.
Right. Kaplan hopes to get a boost from Purdue's well-established brand. Purdue is known for its engineering and science programs. You might remember the Obama administration had cracked down on for-profit colleges for exaggerating their graduation and job placement rates. And Kaplan had faced legal challenges over its recruitment practices and the quality of its teachers in Florida and Texas. So Kaplan had been losing students and money even before the Graham family decided to unload it for a dollar.
So when they graduate, they'll graduate with a degree from Purdue Global or Purdue University?
It will be a degree from Purdue Global. I asked Mitch Daniels about this, and he says right now Purdue University will not accept the credits of Purdue Global. So they are separate nonprofit institutions.
Gosh. So what have you been hearing from prospective students of Purdue Global?
I went to West Lafayette, Indiana, and I met Kate Weber. She's 27. She dropped out of Purdue, but now she wants to finish her degree in business administration. So next month, she plans to be one of the first students to enroll in Purdue Global.
It just really gives me the flexibility I need to work a full-time job and still pursue, you know, my other career aspirations.
Is she at all concerned about the difference between prestige? Arguably, the online version won't be as prestigious as the campus one.
I asked her about that, and she said she wasn't. She wants the Purdue Global degree. I also asked her about completion rates. You know, online programs are infamous for not graduating students at the same rate as on-campus programs. She said that wasn't a concern. This platform, she says, will allow her to continue to work at Purdue while also getting a degree.
So this acquisition, some people are not convinced it's actually a good idea. I understand some faculty at Purdue University and some higher education leaders are really skeptical about this deal. What are they really concerned about?
Well, first of all, former Kaplan faculty will make up all of the faculty of Purdue Global, and that's why more than 300 faculty have signed a petition opposing the acquisition. Many are afraid of acquisition. If they speak out, a lot wouldn't talk to me on tape because they fear that their jobs might be at risk. But some have criticized Purdue President Mitch Daniels for striking a deal behind closed doors without consulting them. Some other critics of this deal see it all as an existential threat to public higher education. Take Robert Shireman. He's a senior fellow at the Century Foundation, a New York-based think tank, and he worked in the education department during the Obama administration. And even though Purdue is converting Kaplan to a nonprofit, he opposes this deal.
They are claiming that this is a public university, and as it stands, there is too much control in the hands of what continues to be a for-profit corporation.
Shireman and others worry Purdue is simply putting a nonprofit label on the same product.
So if you attend this new joint nonprofit university that's, again, run by Purdue and Kaplan and only online, will it be much less expensive than the campus option? Do you expect we'll see other state universities looking to acquire for-profit colleges because of that difference in expense?
It will be significantly less expensive. The total cost for a bachelor's degree online will be $39,000. That's a four-year degree. That's compared to $80,000 on campus. If it attracts thousands of adult learners, some predict we'll see other for-profit colleges in other states try to improve their image and increase their enrollment by becoming nonprofit institutions.
Well, we'll see if that brand transfers. That's the big question now. Thank you so much, Kirk, for your reporting.
Thank you.
Kirk Carapeza, managing editor of our partner, WGBH's Higher Education Desk.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.